Welcome back. Today we are talking about your spiritual journey. We are talking about boundaries, and we're also going to pull two cards. One is from the Past Life Energy Oracle Deck by Sandra Ann Taylor, and the other is from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle Deck by Radley Valentine. And it is amazing. Spirit does not disappoint. Definitely pulls the right messages for the topic. And at the very end of this message, we are going to be sharing a little bit of channeled energy healing for you. So please stay tuned for today's episode of Raise Your Vibe and Heal. If you enjoy this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I have a free gift for you. When you join my newsletter at lisahsnyder.com/gift, you will be able to download a free channeled meditation directly from your inbox. This will guide you through each of your energy centers and help bring you to a place of balance and calm. So go to lisahsnyder.com/gift, G-I-F-T, to receive your free downloadable channeled meditation and join our community. If you are joining me today, it is very possible that you have already started to question your life purpose. What is the goal for your life beyond raising your family, your career, and your finances? And you're starting to question boundaries and how does this fit in with your spirituality? And I know this one has been a big one for me because the more I learned about forgiveness and love and coming from heart center, I'd start to get a little confused about, wait, does that mean that I have to accept whatever anyone says or does and be okay with it? Source is not asking you to be a doormat. In fact, if you act like a doormat, you are going against your divine nature, because when you are not stepping into your power, when you are not aligning with your highest self, when you're not aligning with the love that's within divine, then you're not honoring the strength that's within you. So one of the things that you may be struggling with is that you're deepening your spirituality, you're learning forgiveness, perhaps you are trying to see things from a higher perspective. And the more that you grow and learn and expand, you may find that those in your inner circle, family, friends, perhaps even a husband or a wife, that are just not understanding what the heck you're doing, what the heck you're talking about. And guess what? That's okay, because it is your right to tap into your spiritual connectedness with God, with Source, with Creator, with Universe, however you define that to be for you. Boundaries means understanding what is in alignment with your higher self and what might have been okay with you 20, 10, 5 years ago is not going to necessarily resonate or be a match for you, especially if you've been doing a lot of inner work on yourself. I'll refer back to the map of consciousness that I shared with you on last week's podcast briefly by David R. Hawkins. He did thousands of studies, scientific studies, and what they were able to determine were what different energy states frequency at what level. So for example, when you look at the map, on the bottom of the scale is going to be the lower vibrational frequencies like fear and apathy and grief. And the higher you go on the map, you're going to be approaching peace and joy and love. So if you've been resonating at a state that's in a lower vibrational frequency for a very long time, and you start doing the inner work, you are naturally going to raise your vibrational frequency. You're going to naturally start to reach different levels within that map of consciousness. Not to say that you won't have moments or periods of grief or moments or periods of despair, but you won't stay in those states as long as you would have perhaps 10, 20 years ago. So the important thing about boundaries is to remember that what is right for you and on your spiritual journey and growth may not resonate with others, and it's okay to say no. And it's okay as long as you're coming from a place of heart center, because it all starts with being loving and kind to yourself first. And as you are loving and kind to yourself, you naturally extend that to those around you. And that may mean you have to alter who has access to you, who is in your inner circle. Only you can answer that. Only you can answer that question. And the process and the path that you take is yours. Now let's talk about the cards that I pulled for you today. And always remember to use your discernment. If anything I share with you resonates, that's fantastic. And if it doesn't, just set it aside. The first card I pulled today is from the Past Life Energy Oracle deck by Sandra Ann Taylor. And this card is number 5, and it is Archangel Gabriel. This card is speaking of communication of all kinds, writing, speaking. And now keeping in mind that this is a past life deck, we are speaking about any energies from a past life that might be affecting you today. So the number 5, the spiritual number of 5, is speaking about balance, personal growth, transformation, with deep connections to both human and universal harmony. It's also significant with changes, personal freedom, and expansion. All right, so what was the message that we talked about today? Boundaries. We're talking about communication. We're talking about how do you talk to yourself? Do you have any physical issues that are presenting themselves that may be linked to boundaries? So say, for example, if we're not using our voice, we may experience thyroid issues. Not a medical diagnosis, of course, but everything in the energy field will eventually manifest in the physical if we are unaware or if we haven't cleared those energies out. It's really our physical body is just saying, hey, pay attention here, and you clear the energy. So do you have any negative self-talk? Do you have any communication issues? Is there somebody in your life you need to speak up with and speak your truth with, especially related to this boundaries topic? Is there somebody that you feel like you've been holding back on your truth? So Archangel Gabriel is here to help you clear any past life energies, and is here to work with you on speaking your truth and speaking your voice, again, coming from heart center, not the ego, which, you know, ego loves to play in the mud and be righteous and self-justification here. But Archangel Gabriel, again, is here to help support you with communication of all kinds. Could be written, could be spoken, but really using your voice and your truth. Just think that's fascinating. That was the card I pulled with today's topic. The second card I pulled, and if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, I will have the cards on the video so that you can see it. So the second card I pulled was number 4, Be a Light to Others. And this one is from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck by Radley Valentine. And the message on this is, you have a powerful message to share. Shine your light on the world so that others can learn from you. Now, I couldn't have been guided to draw 2 more perfect cards for today's topic. Number 5, Archangel Gabriel, speaking of communication. Number 4, be a light to others. The message there. And by the way, the number 4, when I look up what the spiritual meaning of number 4 is, it's about stability, support, love, guidance as you navigate life. Maybe you're meant to be a mentor. Maybe you're meant to be a coach. Maybe this is helping you as you learn your boundaries, as you are understanding what your boundaries are, that you're understanding that Gabriel and Michael are here working with you to help you expand your voice, to help you understand that your boundaries are there to be of service and to be loving, and that starts with yourself. So I encourage you to journal. I encourage you to see what messages you may be receiving. And if you have an opportunity to look back at your journey and your path, you may see the breadcrumbs. You may see all the moments that have brought you to this moment in time, even the most challenging and difficult times, which truly that's where some of our greatest gifts and the greatest growth is coming from. All right. Before we get into this message, just please remember that I have a free gift for you when you join my newsletter at lisahsnyder.com/gift. I'd love to have you join the community. All right. So let's place our feet firmly on the ground. Please don't drive when you're listening to this part of the message. Setting that intention, being connected with Mother Earth. Nice, gentle, cleansing breath, releasing any stress or tension that you may be carrying here. Surrounding this session with all who are listening to this beautiful message, with the beautiful gold and white light. Envisioning our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. And setting the intention today, specifically around the theme of boundaries, to help support us so that we may have healthy boundaries, remembering to come from heart center, and also wherever you may be in this particular moment and for this channeled spiritual energy message, we are inviting in and working with only the highest vibrational frequency of love and light, because that is a boundary. We are setting the intention with our boundaries, only Love and light is allowed to enter this session. Thank you. So the first place I want to acknowledge is that we are connecting with the back of your neck. We're also connected with your solar plexus. And you may hear me burp. These are forms of energetic releases, and I can feel one coming on. So I apologize in advance for those noises. Okay, energetic release. All right. So as I'm tuned into the solar plexus, into the back of the neck, understanding energy is energy, your higher self and source are in charge. So whatever these energies need to do for you, with you, understanding and trusting, it's for your highest good. So the energies of love and light, think of this as a form of sound healing. And if there's an English translation, I'll share it, but oftentimes it's just literally a form of way for the energy of love and light to come through so you can receive it in another way through this platform. Since I cannot physically be in the same room with you, this is another beautiful way for you to experience the energies. They're speaking of you stepping into your power. And as you're clearing your communication channels, as you are stepping into the channels, as you're working with Gabriel, as you are working with the higher vibrational frequencies, it becomes naturally easier for you to step into your power and into your path. We like to remind you about the need to be a light to others. You may be a mentor, you may be a coach. This may be an opportunity for you to remember that just being your presence, just being able to bring the love and the light, and as you're clearing your energetic field, that you are naturally sharing the love and the light that's within. So for example, when you light the candle, such as a unity candle when two people decide to become married, or you have the candle for those of you in your services, your religious services, where you have a candle and you pass the candle to the next one and you are sharing the light. This is the same situation. Very similar. You are sharing your light without even having to speak your word, speaking your truth. Because when you're coming from heart center and you're coming from the love and light, it's a natural expression of the one, the all, and the connectedness. We are still connected. We are now working with the back of your neck and the front of your throat. Please take a nice, gentle, cleansing breath through the front of your throat center. Move that breath all around. Set the intention to release what no longer serves you here. Beautiful. I just saw a dove flying around. This white dove is a symbol of peace. To me, this dove is feeling peaceful and freedom and moving all around your throat. And I'm seeing this dove moving from the front of your throat, going towards your left, the back to the right. So it's going in that kind of a loop. Energetic release. Take a nice, gentle, cleansing breath. Imagine that breath is coming from Mother Earth's core with her green healing energy. You're going to bring that breath and her energy up into the soles of your feet, all the way up to the top of your head. Release what no longer serves you down your neck, across your shoulders, down your arms, your wrists, your hands, and fingertips. Very gently releasing that down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmute those energies. Bringing forth divine source of love and light, feeling that energy coming all around your energetic space, setting the intention that all of your energy centers are balanced and aligned, centered. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, to one another, and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember what we spoke about with boundaries. Please remember the card. Archangel Gabriel is here to help you with communication so that you may be a light to others. It is not an accident that you are here in this particular time, regardless of whenever it is you are listening to this recording. Please remember, you are fully supported. You are fully protected, and you are fully loved. Thank you so much. And until next time, love and blessings.
If you enjoyed this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.